and welcome to Dr. Strange Club's Strange Tales from the World of Strange. Today, I have a strange tale to tell. I call it Dolly Woo, Duck of Death. Once upon a time, there was a pond, and in that pond was a duck.
Quack, quack.
And no, it wasn't shaped like a triangle, or even any other shape other than duck-shaped. Anyway, the duck's name was Dolly Woo, simply because a little child named her that way. The child's name was Sarah Copingston Smythe 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 Estuary Humpback Bridge. Not as silly as Dolly Woo, though. Anyway, Sarah loved ducks, especially with orange and cranberry sauce. But whilst they were still living and quacking, they were also loved. For Sarah, though, only one duck would do. Dolly Woo.
Quack, quack.
Dolly Woo was a big duck. Huge, in fact, and ever so heavy. She got the best of everything. First-class treatment from Sarah Copingston Smythe 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 Estuary Humpback Bridge. The least mouldiest bread, the occasional bun, even the odd cracker or two. And there were plenty of crackers running around the park at 7 a.m. in the morning, I could tell you. Sarah visited Dolly Woo every day, sometimes even twice a day, sometimes three times a day, or four times a day. Heck, sometimes she practically lived in the park, dreaming of being a duck so that she could skip school and live in the pond with her favourite feathered friends.
Quack.
Then one day, it happened. A giant it fell from the sky and landed on a poor passing pensioner Peter. The it in question was a duck. At least it looked like a duck, sounded like a duck, heck, it even smelled like a duck.
Dang it, who keeps dropping ducks on my head? Said Peter, the poor passing pensioner. If it was any heavier, it could have killed me.
Thing is, as to who kept throwing ducks about, nobody knew. Apart from the fact that nobody was throwing ducks in the park that Sunday morning, the annual duck hurling championships went till the following Tuesday. Two days later, and Sarah visited the park to see Dolly Woo. Nobody was around, apart from Peter, the poor passing pensioner. Oh, and a large group of hurly-burly duck hurlers. So Sarah went home. What happened next was a mystery, and to this day, nobody knows. This has been Strange Tales with me, Dr. Strange Glove. Till next time.
Quack, 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 quack.